Sego, Mohawk Nation News. Colossal Colonial Hangover Replay. November 16, 2020. This will be an audio. Dewa Dadewaniyo means we are free people and that we are to roam our land free as the thunder. For 500 years, the settler colonial intruders refused to stop stealing our resources, destroying our mother, and mistreating us, the original people. They refused to live by the Gayanere Goa, the Great Peace, and can no longer squat on Onore, Gay Turtle Island. They say they love our land, but they pollute it. Or they stand by like careless drunks watching our Mother Earth being poisoned. The original story was published on March 24, 2015. What happens to plutocrats and their followers when colonialism is over? A great big hangover, that's what. After centuries of oppression, these unconscionable parasites suffer in agony from dehydration, headaches, dizziness, fatigue, hyperexcitability, anxiety, and remorse. They can't stop preying on us, our lives, and our blood. Their fake matrix is falling apart, and we can't sustain them. They need pacified and scared slaves to operate their resource grab. The best of war is hysterical and waging last-ditch colonial wars. The beast of war is hysterical and waging last-ditch colonial wars to continue their deadly illusion of power. The West is suffering from the morning-after hangover. They can't live without the greedy colonial lifestyle. They benefit from the unempathetic theft and making others do the work. They will do anything to stay in their old rapacious game. France, England, Spain, Holland, Portugal, and Germany are the biggest predators. They rampaged, raped, murdered, and pillaged Ogwenwe, natural people of the world. They accumulated through bloodlust, warmongering, and chaos. Now the U.S. colony is colonizing Europe. Russia is once again in the middle of their fascist aspirations. The oligarchs have less and less compliant slaves. The victims are finding they can protect themselves by disappearing, missing work, low job performance, and reduced productivity, poor achievement, and less spending while the COVID-19 virus chases them. Some complications of colonial hangovers are China and Russia are ascending, throwing a wrench into the plans of the West. They do not follow the pyramidal power structure of the Vatican-controlled West. Russia is preparing for nuclear war because they have seen the West at its worst in two world wars. We as Ganyogehaga Mohawks thank the Russian people for ending the banker-created World War I and World War II. Nyawakowa. They refuse to be part of the biggest genocide carried out by the monarchical families of Europe, of the native people of Turtle Island. Jikusase warned the Ganuita about the dangerous men who eat humans and stand in the way of peace. The Ganuita said that it is each one's duty to end such evils so that all people may go about from place to place without fear. As the Irish rovers sing about their hangover that the oligarchs are feeling, could have been the whiskey, might have been the gin, could have been the 3 or 4 6-packs, I don't know. But look at the mess I'm in. My head's like a football. I think I'm gonna die. Tell me, me, oh me, oh my, wasn't that a party? Wasn't that a party?